All right, take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. We will be continuing submit to your husband, but that we said carries over into the husband's responsibility. Because as well as, and going back to verse 21, we're all commanded to submit to one another. And he's just giving us some examples of that submission, beginning with wives. I told you at the start of this, if I was doing it, I would probably start with the husbands. Scripture. Verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Two or three weeks, we're looking at verse 22. The husband is the head of the wife. Now, you understand the word. That's a reason to be in submission to the husband. For, or because. Translated, because the husband is the head of the wife. That is, as we say, in a authority. He is her executive. He is her executive, his executive under him, as we said. So we began to, and that man as head of the woman is not talking or worth. That is just a position that he's been given and has been figured. So it's not talking about ability or worth. In fact, in a lot of ways, a lot of areas, than what the man is. And that's what he needs her for. She is his thought of the headship. We said before, I mean, to operate smoothly anyhow, it has to have a head. It has to have in charge. We would say partnership. Husband and wives is a partnership, just as business are partnerships. Even what you consider to be the low class word of that partnership. That's why he's there. They need that worker, hourly workers. They need that hourly worker to accomplish their business. So it is and God has ordained that man is the head of the partnership. Last week we looked at 1 Timothy chapter verse 14. And the phrase there in that verse that younger women are to marry children and to guide the home, that word guide literally means in the Greek manage husband. Her husband can't be there 24/7 guiding old manager under her head, under her executive. In a well-run family, the husband is communicating with the wife. He's communicating with the wife, the which hopefully and trustfully are, and him trying to carry out the will of the Lord, and how they are, which goes to instructing children in the home and things that go on within the home, especially while he's not there. A little bit, and we didn't get to this last week, but there are other scriptures that I want us to consider in that regard. First one is, turn with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 1. The phrase that we have in 1 Timothy chapter 14, that she is to guide the home. We read here in Proverbs 14, every wise woman. And that literally means to build up her home. But the foolish woman, the foolish wife, plucketh it down with her hands. Tears it down. You find many foolish wives plucked down. Households are being plucked down because of foolish wives. Now, on further, because of foolish husbands as well. Many households are being plucked down, and they are, and have become very dysfunctional. Remember, we said, and for all involved is the children and all, for it to run efficiently. Authority figure, with the wife under that authority figure, being submission to her husband, guided according to his desires, which all desires of the Lord, which is Christ, his head. You see. Now, back to some verses ago in Proverbs, first chapter. Proverbs chapter 31, when we were reading concerning his wife, in verse 27, see if this doesn't with Proverbs 4. She, look at that, is this virtuous wife, oh, to the ways of her household. She is looking over her house with inspection. She does well to the ways of her household, the bread of idleness. Probably all my life I've heard it said that a woman's work is the wife's work is never done. A mother's work. And that's true. You know, it seems like us husbands, we go put our, come home and we can flop down in the easy chair and hit the remote for the TV to come on and sit there in front of the TV, children, and trying to teach them to the house, and the man just sits there and takes it easy. But not this virtuous woman, but well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She really doesn't know what it is to be idle. In other words, she doesn't know what it is to really have time just for herself. Because she, through this, she's looking to the way to her husband and children, and to see into it that they all are taken care of. Need. Look at the results of that in verse 28. Her husband also praise her. She's deserving of praise. Unvirtuously, a good mother, one who's looking well to the ways of her husband. She is, does excel them all. This was written in the days of Solomon. How much more? And it's so every age since, see these things being eroded and these principles being eroded away. Now, that's not in the Old Testament, is it? Titus chapter 2. Book of Proverbs. Can't tell you the hand, but to the men, it says, he that findeth a wife, good thing. He that findeth a good wife, a good thing. Titus chapter 2 is verse 5. Older women are to teach the younger women. And verse 4 says that they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to be discreet, taking care of the house, managing the household, taking care of her husband, making sure that he has everything that he needs. The head. He is the one who is in authority. Good. Life is to be good, and the older women are teaching the young women to be good. Obedient to their own husbands. When we looked at that before, we told you that word obedient there is the same Greek word that is translated submit, submission. In Ephesians, it carries with it the thought of obedience. Husband. Not because he may be wrong, but she submits him and submits to his decision. And I'll add here, if you'll find out, that doesn't mean the husbands are to be, I said it, type of thing either. That's not the addition in the obedience that is portrayed. Last phrase, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Wives that are being in this manner, not blaspheme the word of God. Wives who are not, they give occasion for the word of God to be. This idea of man being the authority figure does not mean wife is inferior or that she is to be nowhere a slave. Turn with me back to the book of Genesis. Genesis. And I realized this before. There's reminding myself and you all as well. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep. Discussing what happened. Chapter 1 just give us the idea. That he created male and female. Chapter 2 gives us how that come about. God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs. And closed this in. That could have made the wife. He could have taken a piece of bone out of his head. He could have taken one of the phalanges. Well, bones down to the lamb. I don't know. Then you'd have a stiff finger. You'd have a finger, a phalange that you wouldn't be able to move. Well, maybe one of the metatarsals here. Well, no, then you'd have a stiff toe, wouldn't you? One of the toe that you couldn't move. But where's the place? It's right here. Up here, whichever. She was to go alongside of him. Wasn't taking a bone out of the foot for him to walk on, trample on. To a beauty, but it was a rib that she might go alongside of. What is symbolic of going alongside of? Well, from John chapter 16, it said to be our comforter. The word comforter there, the Holy Spirit is our helper. Life is to go alongside of her husband. Upright. She's not less important just because he's her head. But as we said last week, he was created first. Position. And then she was created. So, she is to be a helpmeet. The term literally means help suitable. Go back up to verse 18 in this second chapter of Genesis. And the Lord, it is not good that the man should be alone. And help, singular. Men, notice that one wife. Now, don't go throwing to me a lot of things. I don't know why David, a man whom God, but he had more. He committed sin, adultery, schemed, and murdered. I know things because they deviated from God's way. Way, one man, one woman. But David's family was not as blessed. David would have stuck to one. Solomon was not as blessed. He not only had many wives, but he had many wives of the nations and countries, but God said, you're not to marry him. You're not to have anything to do with. We look at this verse 4 is help meet for him. Help suited to, and in what regard? Well, what was under the commandment of God, responsibility of man, and this, what was their responsibility? The earth. Adam could not do that by himself. He, God gave him a woman of God to multiply and replenish the earth. Men, from that today. Men lying with men, women with women, and men wanting to be women, and women wanting. What's that tell us? They run away from God. They don't want anything to do with God. The first chapter, chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the air and over the cattle and over earth. So God created man, created he him, male and female, Adam and to him, and he named her Eve. Created he them. God said unto them, the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air. That was man's first responsibility under God. They ought to be thankful to God. He's given them another one. Another one to carry out his command. They ought not to say, oh no, I'm not even aborted. I don't want it. There's probably a few like that, husband and wives. Was sex outside of marriage. Wasn't ready for that. One night stand. She should have never crawled into bed with another man. It's against God's command anyhow. And maybe adultery. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter. Married. That's his will. His will is that you fill up the earth. Verse 6. Take ye wives. Which is to beget sons and daughters for your sons and be increased there and not diminished. Go a step further. You're evil, you're wicked, because you go against God's command. God's will is that men sons and daughters, and that they give, that they earn might bear sons and daughters. Going back to touched on about problem is that our world has got so sexually promiscuous. Yet there are very few pure men anymore. And there are very few. Verse 4. Marriage is honorable in all marriages. And the bed is undefiled in marriage. Judge. Prostitution, or whether it's woman prostitution. It's a sin. It's against wives being in submission and under the reason that ultimately converse with the wife. He should converse with the wife and they should talk it over. But ultimately he is responsible to me. And whatever decision he makes, it goes. It may be wrong. But wives, if you don't submit to your husband, not only is he going to have to answer for not being in submission, the fact that the wife is to be the helpmeet, a suitable helpmeet, she is to help. She is to help him to accomplish his desires under God's leading, guidance for his home, and follow his leading. So she is to submit. She's aside her goals. She did that when she said, I do. Because the moment she is to be in submission to her husband. Help me. And his wives have job, only one responsibility to perform. Must submit. Husbands must submit themselves to their own husband, not somebody else's husband. For allegiance, permission, husband, according to our text, as unto wives being in submission to their husband. And they submit to in this manner. Why? The Lord has required it. Why? Because he first her. And she realizes that love, that crossing the shame thereof, first loved her. Turn with me to the book of 1 John. Look with me. Note that word, because the next couple of weeks, it's God in his love, not that we loved God, but that Son to be propitiation for our sin. You. Herein is love. And his Son to be the propitiation for her sins. He loves him because he first loved her. Yeah, I know it says we love him, but we're talking about the wife now. He first loved her, taking her sin penalty, suffering the wrath of her sin. The joys of salvation and eternal. She yields to her husband. And this is pleasing. Her yielding, her submitting to her husband pleases the Lord because the Lord has commanded it, required it. And her primary responsibility is to God. Look with me. Look with me here at verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord. That ought to be your desire, wives, to walk accepted of the Lord unto all. Ought to be the desires of us men as well. Being fruitful in every good knowledge of God. In the knowledge of God when you're being disobedient to God. And what he's required. Chapter 3. Look with me at verse 17. Whatever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And many a wise and many a do all except I will not submit to that man. To the Lord. Wives, submit your husbands as it is fit, is reasonable, as it is suitable in the Lord. 17, and immediately follow that up with wives, submit to your and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, with a heart that is eager in the Lord, and not unto men. Of the Lord ye shall receive the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Why, you don't know that man that I married. You don't know what he, you don't know what a tyrant he is. You don't know how lazy he is. Are you looking to receive a reward from him? Your servant, the Lord is going to give you your reward. Be faithful. He requires you to submit. But he that doeth wrong for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Doesn't matter who you are. Wives, if you're not submitting to your husband is doing wrong, you shall be received for the wrong you've done. Don't be a tyrant. He may be good for nothing. You may not be able to depend on him for a thing. He may not be reliable. That doesn't excuse you to God. And if you don't submit to him as the authority figure, God's gonna cause you, because you've done him wrong, God wrong, he's gonna make you suffer. You see, wives, you cannot fulfill the commandment if you're not close to God. To God, come to Him, being in His Word. Being close to God involves submitting to Him, to God. And in turn, you will to your husbands. Why? Because that's His will for your life. Well, we're out of time. We have one more part to look at concerning that. Wait till next week. But in chapter 5 and verse 23, even as Christ is head of the church, the Savior of the body. Next point we'll look at next week is the church.